Hey guys, this is Lunch Break with Maria Rose, featuring my no account opinion about today's hottest topics. Today we have guest Judith Arthouse. Woo! So excited about having her. She has the most amazing insight about everything you could ever want to talk about. So let's go ahead and get into it. John McCain passed away.
John McCain was a true hero, and I'm really sorry that amongst the many things that Trump missed, he was on the wrong side of history when he said that John McCain was not a true hero. Mm-hmm. John McCain was. He suffered for 5 years in a prison camp during the Vietnam War. He was subject to repeated beating, and he emerged from that experience to become a senator and even run for president. He embodied the spirit of
a true American,
and it broke my heart when, just for the sake of political gain, Trump disparaged him during that presidential run. And you know, to John McCain's credit, he said one of the great regrets he had is that he didn't go with his first gut instinct to go with Joe Lieberman. He chose Sarah Palin because he was just desperate, grasping for straws. Sarah Palin went on to help spearhead the Tea Party, which truly ran, truly perpendicular to everything he believed. That far-right, alt-right expression, so-called, of conservatism.
Yes.
John McCain truly regretted that he was associated with someone who had aligned themselves that way. I appreciate John McCain's transparency, his service to America, his willingness to suffer for what has been considered, depending on who you speak to, an unnecessary war, but for the sake of politics. We were in the Vietnam War, and John McCain suffered valiantly. And I just want to say, he was a true hero.
He was.
And it is a time to pause and just remember.
You know. It's a time to pause because you know what? You're not what the people that don't like you say about you. Mm-hmm. You're not what the people who love you to pieces say about you. You are your legacy. Your legacy is objective. What have you done to improve the lives of people that cannot help you, of people that cannot pay you back? I feel like that's where our legacy lies, because anybody can help somebody that helped them out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like John McCain was a true example of being a human being that can selflessly give of themselves.
Yes.
I'm not getting anything in return.
Yes.
And I am going to give of myself.
Yes.
He represents that. No one can take that from him.
That's right.
And that's what I love about legacies, because mm-hmm. sometimes people, you know, they'll try to tarnish your character, mm-hmm. but the beautiful aspect of character is that it is not based on one person. It's a collective.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
That's right.
It's not based on one person. It's a collective thought.
Yes.
That this person was this or that. And I think we can all agree that John McCain was a hero. Mm-hmm. He accomplished the American dream.
He did.
He was an all-American. Mm-hmm. He was a representative of this country. Mm-hmm. His children are outstanding citizens. Mm-hmm. And he will be greatly missed.
Yes. I think another thing we can say about John McCain is that he courageously took a stand against Donald Trump.
Yes.
Within the Republican Party.
Within.
He was courageous to say, I not only disagree, but I am abhorred.
Boom.
And for that, he was a hero.
For that alone, who could stand up to Trump? People were afraid of Trump. Why? Because mm-hmm. he had collateral on people. Like, he had videotapes and underwear. Trump went after people like he had you know, serious mm-hmm. things on people, mm-hmm. which he didn't. But he mm-hmm. went after people as such. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. He had a very detached way of his campaign. Mm-hmm. And McCain still conducted himself as if he was on a regular campaign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very admirable. Mm-hmm. He will be remembered forever for being an upstanding man, mm-hmm. an excellent husband, a wonderful father, mm-hmm. and a prized politician. Mm-hmm. And so we'll just have a moment of silence for him for that. So, in other news, Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson are coming out with a show on E! News on September 9th. It airs on E! News. What do we think about the show? They have a reality show. Evan Ross, he acts. Ashley Simpson, she sings. She hasn't come out with anything in a while, but they have a reality show coming out. What are our thoughts?
You know, I think, first of all, they're an enigma. They have been private enough for us to be curious. They're beautiful. They appear to be very much in love. And for Hollywood and for the media industry, that's rare. They seem to have a connection that goes deeper and beyond the facade of the things we can see. They seem to have a connection on a deeper level. Here's my hope. My hope is that their love can survive the scrutiny of a 24/7 type of always in their face camera crew that is required to make a successful reality show. And if they have set this up and if they're on board, then it tells me that they feel very strong and that they're going to be able to survive their 15 minutes of this extra kind of fame, because it's just going to be 15 minutes. They're going to get a shot. And I wish them the best. And I hope that when all is said and done, that they're just as much, if not more, in love, more dedicated and committed to their family. That's my hope for them.
Well, I'll just go on the record as saying that I could eat Evan Ross and Ashley Simpson for breakfast with jelly and soy milk. Y'all know I'm vegan, or I try to be. I try to be vegan, okay? I think we're all vegan at heart. There's a vegan in us all.
Yes, someone said if you were starving on a desert island and there was a basket of apples and there was a dead carcass, which one would you want? Most people would go for the basket of apples. So there's a vegan in the heart of everyone.
There's a vegan in the heart. We're all vegans at heart. That's exactly. So I could eat them up for breakfast. I love Ashley Simpson. Yeah. I love Evan Ross. I love them together. Yes. I love how much they love each other. People say sometimes, oh, they haven't come out with new music. Who needs music when you're in love? Music is what you make when you're bored and when you don't have anybody and when you are trying to fill a void. They're in love. I love, I could definitely watch them. Here's the thing. People, when they watch TV, they want to be inspired. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch people go to lunch. I can go to lunch. I don't want to watch people accomplish their dreams. As a matter of fact, I need to work on my own. Yeah. But you know what I can watch? I could take a second or two to watch people being in love.
Yeah.
That's inspiring.
It is.
They are so in love with each other, and that gives me hope, and that inspires me. I love how much they love each other.
Yes.
People talk about how the fact that they haven't come out with music in a long time, that's because they've been too busy being happy.
Yes.
And maybe we've been too busy doing the opposite. I don't know. I don't know, but I just know that I do want to see somebody happy on television. Yeah. And I'm tuning in on September 9th on E! News. I don't know if you guys are. I'm tuning in. I can't wait to watch them be happy.
That's right.
You know, and maybe they make up a song together and it becomes a hit.
Yeah.
Because they're on TV and maybe this is promotion for them. It's all good.
Yeah.
I just know that I'm a supporter.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Evan Ross is a trust fund baby. His daddy is a billionaire.
He passed away.
Did he?
He sure did.
Evan Ross will never have to work, and the fact that he has been able to accomplish a stable family life is no little thing. I'm very proud of him.
Aren't we all?
Yes. Diana Ross poured a lot of love in that young man. Yes. And that he's with Ashley Simpson, I would curious to know how they met. Where did they meet?
Don't we all want to know?
We're going to find out. I guess we're going to find out.
September 9th. Tune in. E! News. Tune in. Alrighty. So, apparently, Nicki Minaj and Kylie Jenner have been at odd ends over Travis Scott. And they somehow made amends. Nicki Minaj shouted her out on a social media outlet, making amends. Here's what I say about that. I don't even need to know the details. I know the details, but I don't need to know the details. Kylie Jenner is a teenager. What is she, 20 at the most? Maybe what, 21 at the most.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj is 30-something, probably late 30s, maybe 36, maybe 35, maybe 34, I don't know, maybe 33, I don't know. Point is she's more than 10 years older.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tell people how to live their lives, and I'm not trying to tell people that about themselves. This is not what this podcast is about. Mm-hmm. This podcast is about, let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it funky
yeah.
with one another. And I would want somebody to tell me the same thing. Mm-hmm. If I was 30-something years old picking on a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know what I'd say to Nicki Minaj is this. Don't forget what you learned on American Idol with Mariah Carey. Remember when you were on American Idol and you wanted Mariah Carey to be the role model you looked up to her as. You wanted her to be a role model to you, and you felt from her attention and a kind of a competition that truly grieved you.
So wrong. So wrong.
So go ahead and pay it forward and make this moment for Kylie and encourage her.
And you know what she
encourage
did?
Encourage her.
And you know what she did? She did. Make amends with Kylie publicly, and I will
very
say
good,
to you,
good.
Nikki,
very good.
We,
very good.
We're so a proponent of that.
Yes.
You know why?
Good job.
You have the seniority, so you have the responsibility.
Yeah, you do.
I hate it. Trust me. I'm an older sister. I hate having seniority. But seniority, it gets you a lot of great things, but it gets you a lot of uncomfortable things, too.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have seniority, you are responsible for making amends. I didn't make the rules, and I don't break the rules.
Yeah.
And you made amends, and I'm so happy that you did, because, you know, you're such an awesome artist. You don't have any competition. You're gorgeous. You make great music. You know amazing people.
But, you know, I would say, you know, take a lesson from Jay-Z's playbook. This industry is best managed if you consider it a brief period that you graduate from and go on to do other things.
Boom.
Once you get to a certain age, find
another and honestly,
passion
honestly, if I could speak to you directly,
to.
Nikki. Because I'm a huge, huge supporter of your energy. Because I'm a fan of energy. I can't say I'm a fan of people. Because people are fickle. But I'm a fan of energy. I love the energy that you brought to a movie that I saw that you were in. I believe it was a movie with... It was a movie about... It was called The Other Woman. Yep. Mm. You were in it. And I loved it. It was called The Other Woman. And you were the secretary. And I loved you in it. And I was so pissed that you didn't have more screen time. Because I just wanted to see you more.
Mm.
You have such great energy.
Mm.
That honestly, you would so do well in other avenues.
Perfect.
Acting, producing, directing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, glad that you made amends. Because
Yes.
You're such an icon now.
Yes.
That
yes.
You having beef with anybody now
yeah.
is like
immature.
It's beyond you.
Yeah.
It's beyond you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be capable of beef.
Right.
Because you're an icon.
Right.
You can't beef with icons. You can't beef with nature.
Right. Right.
That's like getting mad at winter.
Right.
You can't get mad at the summer. Right? It's 102 degrees. You look like a psychopath.
Right.
If you throw a fit
yeah.
at the fact that you're sweating so hard.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like when you have beef with an icon.
It does.
You can't have beef with an icon. They're an icon. They are pop culture history. And you are pop you're forever in pop culture. So we love you and I'm so glad that you made amends with Kylie because you know, we 100% support your endeavors. Yeah. Now, we are in our happy segment of the day. You know, we always have that in our news segment, Lunch Break with Maria Rose. We always have a happy news segment. Why? Because we gotta have balance. Without mm-hmm. balance, we're in balance. That's what we are. And I believe if we're going to talk about our opinions, we're going to talk about the happy stuff too, because happiness is going on all around the world and I want to be a part of it.
Yes.
I know you guys want to be a part of it. So, Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves have a thing mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. What do we think about that?
Well, you know, I'm really thinking about Brian McKnight's line in the song, "And time, all things in time, time will reveal." And time also heals things. I remember when Winona Ryder was in the news for shoplifting. And I was like, no.
I knew you were going to mention that. I knew you were going to mention that.
She was the star of Little
Women.
Can
she live it down, though? Can she live it down?
I think she has.
Okay.
I think she has now.
But we still mention
time has healed. I think she went away for a while.
She sure did.
She really did.
Okay.
And now she's back looking beautiful, poised, and ready.
Better than ever.
Yes, she does.
Winona Ryder, I mean, don't they just look like they're supposed to be together? Both brown eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you see Caucasians with brown eyes? They both have dark hair. They honestly look like a match made in brown-eyed, brown-haired Caucasian heaven.
Yeah. She looks grateful. She looks like she's matured. And all that talent has been just,
I love her,
kind of brewing inside of her, and I can't wait to see what she does creatively.
I can't.
She's paid her dues.
I can't.
She's sorry.
She's sorry.
We forgive her.
Oh gosh, I forgave her the second she did it. I am so happy about this union because I believe that relating to one another is the first step of forever. And if anybody is more deep, then they don't exist. Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder, aren't they like the deepest actors alive?
They're in the category.
Winona played an Academy Award winning, I don't even care that she didn't win, right? Okay, podcast. People out there, I love you. I'm not saying a false. She did not win. But she played, in my mind, an Academy Award winning role in Little Women. Yeah. To play a role to that degree.
Yeah.
What was she? In her 20s?
Yeah.
To play a woman in the 19th century.
Yeah.
To play a woman in the 19th century. Yeah. Convincing.
Yeah.
My
gosh. Oh, yeah.
No one could have played Joe. Other than she.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no
yeah.
one could have played Joe. No one. And Keanu, he's like literally, he dated, what's her name? Keanu Reeves. Remember his longtime girlfriend? Diana Keaton.
He dated
Diane Keaton.
Wow.
Keanu Reeves dated Diane Keaton for a while.
Wow.
Because he's as deep as the ocean, too. They're both deep. deep, people belong together so they can go more deep together and they could just deep sea dive. And I like that they're deep sea diving. And, and that's our happy news, because we always got to end on happy news, because there's more happy that's going on than we realize. We got to highlight it.
I didn't even know about Diane Keaton and Keanu Reeves, and looking at these pictures of them, it really reminds me.
Google it. Viewers, Google it. Age ain't nothing but a... Y'all sing the song. I don't know the words. Age ain't nothing but a number. Okay. Until next time, this is Lunch Break with Maria Rose. No account opinion on today's hottest topics. Today, you know, we had Judith Arthouse for our guest host. Please comment back. We loved having Judith Arthouse as our guest host. And as you know, we keep it real, we keep it funky, and we keep it our no account opinion. We're all a work in progress, folks. We're all trying to get better. We don't know. We're just talking. Love you. Till next time.